This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going exploring the surface of the moon, a particular part of the moon, the Spootis Crater. Bob, what is ShadowCam and what is it looking for? Good evening again.
Good evening, John. ShadowCam is a camera designed, an optical camera designed and built by the Arizona State University and is installed on South Korea's Denari orbital lunar orbiter that's right now in lunar orbit. And it's been it is designed, even though it's an optical camera, it's designed to do very low light exposures. And in fact, not to take any exposures in direct sunlight, but instead use the reflected light, very dark reflected light in shadowed areas, and have the ability to actually expose and reveal details. It's really a clever design. And so, and you know, they can do this with LEDs, CCDs, because they have an extremely good response to low light situations. And so it's been in orbit now for months, and it's taken, this is the third good image it's gotten of a permanently shadowed crater at the south pole of the moon. And these are the craters that they're aiming for, where they think there might be ice and in their interiors, with places where it's always shadowed. And today they released a third image of the interior of Spootis Crater, which is only about 10 miles from the South Pole. And in fact, the ridgeline between it and Shackleton is one of the prime landing spots for Artemis, the Artemis program. And Spootis is also one of those craters that the interior is thought to be permanently shadowed, and there's evidence that they detect hydrogen in this area, which scientists assume has got to be tied up in a molecule, and water is the most likely molecule. And so this third picture of the interior of the crater with low light conditions, but we can now see details, doesn't show any obvious ice. And this is the third one in Shackleton and in Marvin craters, which are on either side of Spootis at the South Pole. The images also showed no obvious ice in the interior floor of these craters. This particular crater shows what they call a scalloped boundary, which they say could either have been an avalanche or impact melt when the crater was first created, flowing down the wall. But it's not ice. And in fact, their press release, their caption, doesn't mention anything about ice, which I thought was interesting. They don't mention they don't see any. They don't mention that they do see any, and there's nothing that seems evident. Now, it's possible the ice here is in the regolith, in the soil, impregnated in the soil, and therefore it's not obvious. That's very possible, and that's one of the, but they need to do more research to pin that down. If it is that case, it's going to make it much harder to process this ice for future bases, John, because you got to very carefully dig it up without having the ice sublimate away. You know, you don't want to expose it to sunlight at all. And then you're going to have to process it to get extract the ice, the water out of it. So that makes this more difficult for manned bases if this is the case. There is another possibility, which has always been a possibility, which is that there is no ice here, that the hydrogen we detect comes from some other molecule and not water. We don't know. We're going to have to wait and see. But the data so far is suggesting the ice at the South Pole is not necessarily going to be as easy to get, or even there, when they get there.
Sunspot activity. Bob's been tracking as we're climbing towards the solar maximum. How are we doing, Bob?
The sun, once again, in May, was active. I do this every month, and there had been a few months, last few months, where the activity had kind of declined somewhat. But boom, May, it was active again. And this doesn't tell us really anything, John. It could very well be that the sun is now at its peak and is going to stay at its peak for the next 3 to 4 years, very flat, a fluctuating peak, kind of similar to what it did in the previous maximum in 2014. It's also very possible that we're going to see a much higher rise and a much stronger peak than expected. The reason this is important is because it tells us something about the climate. The sun influences our climate. I know global warming activists don't want to admit this, but the sun is the most important thing to our climate. And when the sun is active, there appears to be warmer climate on Earth. When it's not active, there's less warm. The Earth is cooler. And we don't know yet where we stand here. And that's what this tracking is all about, John.
Curiosity looks over its shoulder down to, oh, look, Bob, there's the Hill of Pillows. Little bitty thing,
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. You see, that for regular readers of Behind the Black, you're going to link together features that Curiosity was both close to. I show a panorama looking back across the rim of Gale Crater and its past route, and I show the route it took past the across the marker band and past the Hill of Pillows. It's now much higher up. The view is spectacular. The climb is difficult because this is rocky terrain, John.
Bob, it looks like the cover of the science fiction novels that I bought in the 1960s.
It's yes, but it's better. It's much better. It's reality.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.